The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There's a reason that we live so far from Hollywood, in the country looking hard to find a home, with nothing perfect or concealed.
Bonjour, hi, candidates. Friday, August the 7th in the year of the plague, 2020. The United States has now lost over 160,000 people to the virus, and the economic recovery is apace, but it threatens to hit a wall today. And I will tell you about that in the couple hours ahead. We have the Hillsdale Dialogue today. Jake Sherman is coming along. My voice a little bit patchy. I was up late last night at 10:30 in the evening. Sean Hannity and I conducted an hour-long interview about Sean's new book, Live Free or Die, for the Nixon Foundation. You can still, by the way, go to store.nixonfoundation.org and get a signed copy of Sean's book for $30. Sean Hannity's Live Free or Die. We had many hundred people watching. And Sean and I, you know, he'd done radio and television. I had done radio and put in 5 miles and had been writing columns and stuff, but we still rallied at 10:30 last night. I cannot believe Hannity's energy, but Live Free or Die is quite the book. It is quite the book. And we had a spirited hour-long chat. Sean was ready to go, ready to, I know he's just kicking off the virtual book tour. It used to be when you did a book tour, you would hit the road and you would go from city to city and press the flesh, and we would add, you know, 800 to 1,000 people at the Nixon Library, but we instead did it on Zoom. I won't do that very often. I don't like the Zoom calls with many authors, but because you don't know what their energy level is going to be. Authors are authors, and it takes a lot of energy to carry a crowd through a Zoom call, but Sean just blew up the place. We had a great time, great fun, and Live Free or Die is a terrific book, debuting at number one at Amazon this week. Look, Sean and I have been friends for 20 years, actually almost 30. I think I probably met him in 1996 when the Fox News Channel got started. And I pointed out last night there's one person through ups and downs and ins and outs and lineup shakeups. One person has been on Fox, and it's Sean Hannity. We share in common a program director, Phil Boyce, and an attitude of happiness. And I began to think last night, getting ready for the show, who stays a long time in the business? Well, Rush is the first. In the second wave, and I don't know who went first. I was on KFI in Los Angeles, and Sean was on in Alabama. And Mike Gallagher got started about the same time in Dayton. He went down to South Carolina, and Dennis Prager was on KABC. So and Larry Elder was on KABC. All these people are marked by one thing. Mark Levin came much later. Mark is very good, and he's a friend of everyone. But he came later to the game. We're all happy. We're happy people. We generally try and treat people well. I know that I think I can say with certainty most, if not all of us, are people of deep religious belief. We do this for a reason. And I mean, Hannity does not have to write a book at this time in his life. Right? Live Free or Die. He's done 3 New York Times bestsellers before Live Free or Die is going to be a bestseller. He doesn't have to do a thing. He could sit back and just do a TV show if he wanted, or his radio. He does it all because he just cannot not work. And we got into that last night when you've got 4 grandparents who are Irish immigrants, and your mom was a prison guard and your dad was a probation officer, you tend to work very hard. And his sisters are all nurses, like my mom was a nurse. We're both Irish Catholics. I mean, that's what we are. And if my good friend Archbishop Shabu is listening this morning, what I regret the most about the disappearance of the Catholic school system is that incorrigible little boys, as Sean Hannity called himself last night, I'm not going to put myself in that category because I had 2 older brothers who were incorrigible little boys. I was the youngest, and so I took care of making sure everything that was broken was glued up before mom got home. Look, Catholic schools taught obedience, attention, and care for everyone. You know, and I'm off on a tangent, but this came up last night when we were talking about Sean's upbringing and just a glancing look at mine. In a Catholic school of 40 kids in a classroom and one little nun up front, Sister Rita Burns, Sister Timothy, otherwise known for many years. How did she keep control? She would use, she'd take Eddie Urban and put him up against a wall and not hit him, but would just push him against the wall. And she was probably 5'3". And there was discipline. And there were some, I'm not going to name names, some kids who were off the spectrum. On the spectrum and off the main grid. And they were respected. They were never, ever tormented, taunted in any way, taken advantage of. They were protected by that classroom. And smart kids learned at their own pace, and kids who were average learned at their own pace, and kids who were not up to speed got attention. The Catholic school system was a wonderful thing, and it operated on 1 to 40. And I must tell you that we had a lovely time last night, Live Free or Die. Now let me get to the bad news. Politico. COVID talks going nowhere as deadline nears. New York Times. Amid dire jobless numbers, small business relief program nears in. Washington Post. White House. Democrats fail to reach agreement on virus relief bill. Next steps are uncertain. Financial Times. Donald Trump threatens executive action to break stimulus impact. You see what's going on? Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are demanding $3.5 trillion. The Republicans want to extend unemployment insurance, and they want to give small businesses money. It's about a $1 trillion package. They're $2.5 trillion apart. Democrats are holding the unemployed hostage to the Green New Deal. It's that simple. They are holding the unemployed and small businesses hostages to broke states with massive deficits and unsustainable public employee pension programs. And Mark Meadows and Steve Mnuchin don't give in. The president can use executive action, and he should. The great one Mark Levin tweeted out last night, and on this I believe Republicans are united, $1 trillion for relief of people who still can't find a job. The unemployment numbers are coming down. We'll get a number at 830 today, which I hope will continue to get us closer to 10% unemployment. And the third quarter is going to be magnificent as America reopens. But you can't be held up this way. And I cannot believe Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are doing it, but they are doing it. And so we'll give you updates as that. And we'll talk to Jake Sherman a little bit later about that. I want to begin also by thanking, you people have really rolled in here with help. There is starvation underway in Central America. Really genuine, honest to God starvation in Venezuela and in Colombia next door. In Haiti, a country which has one of the highest rates of child malnutrition in the world, COVID has shattered the food supply. It's gone. It's made matters so much worse. Marcus Frisch is the project manager in Haiti for Food for the Poor.
We work with the poorest of the poor, and we also work with those who don't have the ability on a normal day to be able to provide adequately for their family. So when a government tells them that they must quarantine for a month, that means widespread famine. That means widespread starvation, because these people are living day to day.
Widespread famine. We have a banner at HughHewitt.com. Emergency food relief, food for the poor. Before you begin your Friday, $10, $100, $1,000. Some of you might be able to send a lot more than that, whatever you can, because this is the year. I mean, maybe you've held back in past year. Maybe you're one of my regular people. John Barger, my buddy, just told me he sent in. And yesterday I had, Kurt Schlichter, Colonel Kurt, Mr. Rough and Tumble, always gives the food for the poor. I know the regulars will come through. But can you please join us, because this is the breaking year. Children with distended belly. I mean, just absolute god-awful stuff. And Angel Aloma and I have been talking. He's the executive director. He's never seen anything like this. Please, please be generous. Food for the Poor is a non-denominational, began as a Catholic effort in Central and South America. It's grown over the years to serve everyone without regard to background. But they're so good at what they do. Please be generous. Food for the Poor. You can always call, by the way, 855-359-4673. That's 855-359-FOOD. 855-359-4673. But go to HughHewitt.com. While you're online as well, you might head over to FlattenTheFear.com. Give some money to Food for the Poor, then go to FlattenTheFear.com. Get the statistics and the information on COVID. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384. COVID from the Job Traders Network, and come right back here on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Let's tell the world all the things we've done, falling in love in the setting sun. I've got a song and a smile so bright, I'll make you wish you were here tonight. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. You know, I don't actually like Fridays, because I love doing this show. And I love being up in the morning and getting you to work, but I know most of you love Fridays. I only have a little work to do today. Jonathan Leahy and I have to get together. Jonathan is with REMAX. He's the realtor with the Magic Touch inside the Beltway. And I've got to call him up and talk to him. I would recommend any of you who are listening in Seattle and moving to Maryland or the District of Columbia, call the LeahyGroup.com. He works the whole metro area, Northern Virginia as well. The Leahy Group. .com. Jonathan's going to become a new sponsor of the program, and you'll be able to work with him, with all of our buddies. I can't wait for you to introduce it to you. It's a new deal that's out there where realtors are being credentialed up by AndrewandTodd.com, by Matt Wagner, by a bunch of different people have figured out that radio is the way to connect realtors in this hyper hot market with lenders and with home buyers and home sellers. And I'm just glad to see it. Our industry is doing pretty well. The nationally syndicated hosts, radio is whacked up and bad. Any advertising driven business is in terrible shape, but not syndicated radio because of this audience. Speaking of which, let me check the market report brought to you by Birch Gold. I bought gold yesterday, wrote to Birch Gold and said, I'm going to lay in some gold. Now, you might say, why? It's really high. Well, I have two rules. You buy gold when it's high and you buy gold when it's low. Gold is up to $2,069 an ounce. So I first told you to buy it when it was in the 1400s, maybe in 1380. I said, roll over part of your IRA or your 401k into a gold group. But a lot of people don't believe I buy gold now when it gets high. When it gets this high, that means inflation is, this is my hedge now. In the past, it was my wealth preservation. You've got to have wealth preservation assets, precious metals. And if you can find HughGold.com, that's eight letters, HughGold.com, you'll be able to get there. You text my name, Hugh, to 474747. But also when it gets up high, I always worry about those periods of time when inflation looms in the country and gold just goes through the roof. And I think we're on the precipice of that. I am not worried. You know, the market yesterday, the Dow was up another 185, NASDAQ up 109, the S&P up 21. And people are saying, when can the market stop? Market's not going to stop. Might have a down day here or there, down week here or there. We've never seen, I'm 64 years old, we have never seen this much fiscal stimulus, ever. Not even remotely, not after 2008, when we had the market collapse, not during the Great Recession. We never saw anything like this. Around the world at the same time, this amount of money being printed and put into stimulus, this amount of benefit. The only people who want to end it are Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And they want to end it because they want to spend $4 trillion. They want to hose down now special interest groups that have nothing to do with COVID. And the president won't go for that. He's talking about executive action. But that means eventually the 0.54 interest rate is going to be gone. That's the 10-year treasury. Your opportunity to buy a house with someone like John Leahy, again, theleahygroup.com. And that is L-A-H-E-Y. I do that for the Steelers fans who are moving to Washington, D.C. metro area. TheLeahyGroup.com, AndrewandTodd.com, but Birch Gold, that's where you get your gold. Let me also tell you, my friends, Brad Thor's book is out there, Sean Hannity's, but Brad Thor's book is Near Dark, number one New York Times bestseller. It's out there. Go and get it. Sean Hannity's book is out there, Live Free or Die. I'm not paid anything to plug Sean's book. People think our business is hyper-competitive. It's competitive. I mean, I want to be on every station in America, but it's not like that. And then finally, I looked great last night. I had on a Hannity didn't even put on a tie for the Nixon Library. I got to tell you, I come down to my studio late at night, and I'm all dressed up, got my gray suit on. Normally, I'm dressed like this if you're watching on Facebook or Instagram. My blue shirt, the uniform. Well, I put on a tie for Sean, right? We're talking the Nixon Library card. Hannity shows up looking like $1 million. So he's getting close to white hair status. And I look great because I'd used my Harry's razor. Harry's.com/you. Look your best with the best shave in America. Harry's.com/you. When I come back, we're going to talk about what the president is doing with TikTok, and we're going to talk what you should be watching this weekend, because Sonny Bunch is next on The Hugh Hewitt Show.
Good morning, Starshine. The earth says hello.
Welcome back, America. That's the Sonny Bunch music. We call him Starshine. He twinkles on Friday morning. He brings light and happiness, smiles and good cheer throughout the land as he tells us what we can watch this weekend. And boy, I've been watching The Wire season 400, and I'm just so grim. Sonny Bunch, make me happy.
Well, where exactly are you in The Wire?
I'm in season 3, episode 11, and they've just shut down the open air drug market. That's enough. No more spoilers.
No, that's a rough show to watch if you're looking for happy time.
Idris is amazing. I guess that's where we found him, right? That's his big breakout role. He's amazing in that. Idris Elba.
Who? Idris Elba. Yeah. This is probably his big American breakthrough. But I mean, he still really didn't, bust into the public consciousness for a few years after this.
Was it Moonlight?
I'm trying to think. Actually, the biggest thing he was probably in for American audiences. Was probably the first really big thing may have been Pacific Rim. Remember the movie Pacific Rim with the
big robot? Yes, I loved it. No one else did, but I loved it.
Yeah.
Yes,
that was maybe the biggest thing he was in early on. I don't. He was also in the show Luther, which had kind of a cult following, but it was like The Wire, not huge. Idris Elba. I mean, Idris Elba is still kind of underappreciated.
As Stringer, he is just a very complex character.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm actually watching an HBO show right now that's pretty good and people might be into. It's not really a big pick-me-up either. It's kind of a downer as well. But the new Perry Mason
I've heard about
reboot,
this.
The Perry Mason update, reboot, remake, reimagining, whatever you want to call it. Which is, again, it's on HBO now. It is, I believe, 7 episodes into the season. So, you know, there's a bunch of episodes you can catch up on if you're looking for.
Can the reboot of Ironsides be far behind?
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I literally had never seen an episode of the original Perry Mason show.
What?
I was aware of it, obviously. I knew what Perry Mason was, but I had never actually watched it. So it didn't bother me that the HBO show is apparently very different from the original. You know, it starts.
I can barely remember the original. I'm 64, and that was already on its way out when I was a kid. But, yeah. Sonny, bring us happiness. Have you got anything in your bag of tricks that's happy?
Well, you know, look, I feel like Perry Mason will bring people happiness because it's good, Hugh, because it's a very good program. Let me just tell you some of the people who are in this show. All right, let me read you some of the cast, okay? And if that doesn't convince you to check it out, then, you know, I don't know what – But it's got Matthew Rice, who's the guy from the Americans.
Yep.
The male lead from the Americans.
Bad Rusky. He's gone from Bad Rusky to trial lawyer.
Exactly. And it just has a who's who of great brand name character actors. I mean, John Lithgow is in it. He's fantastic.
What? Obviously. Oh, cool.
He's fantastic. Stephen Root is in this. He's amazing. Matt Frewer, the one and only Max Headroom, is in this as a judge.
Oh,
there's just all sorts of great actors in this, just from top to bottom. Shea Whigham, who's one of my favorite character actors.
Is it family entertainment?
No, this is not a family show. I mean, let me just give you the very brief outlines of the.
Because Perry Mason used to be, the kids could be in the room when you were watching it. I'm always worried about HBO updates. Not the case.
You definitely do not want the kids in the room on this one. There's some of the sex hue and some of the violence is, you know, you don't want that. But the outlines of this season, a woman is charged with kidnapping her own child who dies in the case of the kidnapping attempt, kidnapping and the extortion that follows. And the show starts, Perry Mason is actually, he's not a lawyer yet. He's a gumshoe. He's a private detective. And he's trying to solve this woman's case and he ends up becoming her lawyer about halfway through the series. It's kind of an origin story, if you will, of Perry Mason, his humble origins before
I don't watch horror, as you know, but I also hate anything in which bad things happen to children. Visceral reaction.
Yeah.
Visceral, not going to watch it. Stranger Things, I barely got through forever because of the girl on the diving board who never, justice for Barbara, whatever that was. You know, remember Barbara?
Barb.
Yeah,
justice for Barb.
At that point, I said, I'm done with this show. And I watched the first season, and I was done because Barb got no justice.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. It's definitely one of these things that is hard to watch if you are a parent. A parent who has small children,
but it's,
you know,
7 episodes.
It's very good.
Okay,
very good. I think it will be. I want to say it's a 10 episode season. We're 7 episodes into it. You know, might only be 9 episodes. I don't know. I'm not the boss of the show, but it's not over yet. Is my point. You can jump on now and watch the end of it live.
All right.
If you want. I don't really have anything very well. There's a new. If you have HBO Max, the streaming service, there's a new Seth Rogen comedy called An American Pickle that is out now.
Well, I'm writing that down. I'm not much of a Seth Rogen fan, but it's a hit or miss, right? He bats 300.
It definitely is kind of, I don't want to say lazy, Seth Rogen.
You know, you just told me everything I need to know. It's sort of like Will Ferrell middle years.
Sure, or you know, like when Adam Sandler has like a new Netflix thing out, and he's kind of sleepwalking through it, You know what to expect. You know what Adam Sandler is like. You know what Seth Rogen is like. So in this movie, An American Pickle, which is, again, an exclusive to HBO Max. If you have the HBO Max service, you can watch it there. He plays a Jewish immigrant to the United States who winds up getting brined in pickle juice and falling asleep Rip Van Winkle style. He wakes up 100 years later and lives with his distant relative, some sort of cousin six times removed or something, who is also played by Seth Rogen. So it's Seth Rogen playing himself.
Okay, let's do the business side. I want to do the business side with you. Mulan, okay. $30. Mulan, sure. $30. What do you think, Sonny Bunch? The end of times, or is it going to work?
You know, so I have very distinct feelings about this. It's not the $30 that Disney is charging for Mulan that is interesting to me. I think that, you know, we live in a world now where you have these big movies that come out on premium VOD, PVOD for short, and it makes a certain amount of sense, right? People, I think, are willing to pay a little bit extra for something that they would have had to see in theaters anyway. Movies like, you know, Trolls World Tour, or The Hunt or The Invisible Man. Some of these films that were supposed to come out in theaters, right? And I think Mulan is a big enough movie with, again, you know, kind of a big budget. It was going to be a big summer blockbuster type movie that people would be willing to pay the $30 without arguing too strenuously against it. What I get tripped up by, and what I think audiences are going to revolt against, is the fact that you have to have a subscription to Disney Plus already to pay the $30 to get it.
But so you know, every parent or grandparent already has that because of Frozen and Hamilton.
Maybe. I mean, look, I think there's a large amount of truth to that. Disney Plus already has 60 million subscribers around the world. They're doing very good with the family set, and maybe it's a sunk cost anyway, and people are going to say, okay, fine. The people who have already signed up for it are going to say, okay, fine, $30 more for Mulan. Sure, we can live with that. But, you know, I mean, and it's not just 30. It's not just that these people are going to be paying $30, though, to get the movie, right? They're not paying $30 to buy it. They're paying $30 essentially to get access to it early on the Disney Plus app, because it's going to be on the Disney Plus app in 6 months, right? That's the whole point of Disney Plus, is it has all of the Disney stuff. So, you know, in 6 months, Mulan's going to be on the app. You're basically paying $30 for access to it 6 months early. Maybe I'm wrong here. And I think your response here, I think, is not an unreasonable one. And I'm curious to hear from other people what they're going to do here. Because the way I look at this, just as a consumer, not even as a reporter, as a writer or whatever, just as a consumer, I get annoyed. I get annoyed by the idea that Disney is going to say to me, you have to pay you have to pay for a paywall to break through a paywall to get to another paywall that you're going to have to pay to break through again.
Okay, Sonny, let me give you the parent of the grandparent of young kids' reaction, which is, oh my gosh, I'd forgotten how crazy they make me. I'll pay anything for 2.5 hours to put that. You know, mom and dad have gone on a date and I'm in charge. And they're little, right? They're six. So what am I going to do? I'm going to buy Disney's Mulan. I'm going to subscribe to Disney because I forgot how to put up with these kids.
But if you already subscribe to Disney Plus and you just need something for 2 hours to shut them up, which I am very familiar with and very sympathetic to, trust me, as somebody who's been living at home with a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old for the last 6 months, very sympathetic to all this. But if you already have Disney Plus anyway, there's a million things on there that you can just be like, all right, we're going to watch Cars for 2 hours.
Because grandparents, because they will know. You know, the drums beat among the children as well as among the adults and the grandparents. And they know it's out there, Sonny. So not only are you already weakened, the tribe comes at you from every direction. Grandpa will get us Mulan. Mom and dad won't spring for $30, but grandpa's a hit.
But they don't. But they don't. Is, does that whisper campaign still exist?
Oh, absolutely. They go to swim team. No, they go to swim team. Yeah, they hear about it. Your 6 year olds are you wait. Yours are too young. Then they connect in kindergarten, and it never stops.
Yeah. No, I'm sure that's coming soon. So you know, look, maybe I'm wrong on this. I might be totally wrong on this. But my gut tells me that Disney is making a big mistake here by. Again, it's not the $30 price point that's the issue, I don't think. It's
the double paywall. Okay, we'll check on that. We'll check on that, but I'm telling you right now, grandparent to parent, this is ice cream before dinner time. Sonny Bunch on Twitter, at Sonny Bunch. Go and follow him and come right back to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Tarzan and Joe is next. Joined now by the poet laureate of the Hugh Hewitt Show, Tarzana Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, you. I have a poem for you this week.
Hooray!
I think you're going to like it. You've heard it from your sister, and you've heard it from your brother. The imminent election will be unlike any other. Each time I hear that stated, I fill the room with laughter. The vote won't be the issue, but rather what comes after. You don't need to be a prophet. You don't need a crystal ball. If the prequel is a tussle, then the sequel is a brawl. The right will take some umbrage while the left is taking names. All this making Bush v. Gore look more like fun and games. We've moved but little distance from when things were solved by duelings. But I'm certain it will come to half a dozen 5-4 rulings. Huh. If the Trumpster is elected, there'll be lawlessness aplenty. And when COVID-19's over, they will give us COVID-20. Folks will dress again as body parts and scream until they're blue. For that's what you can be assured progressive folks will do. If Biden harvests all the votes, be sure to hide your cash. Because from when he takes the oath, it's tax and pax and slash. Oh, yes, from Maine to Monterey, from Nome to Hackensack, the Democrat agenda is tax and stack and hack. So don't be sad at what Trump says or what Joe Biden blurts. Election day is easy. It's the aftermath that hurts. That's Jackson, Hackenpackin', you know, the thing.
Joe. The agenda. Joe, you use my column for inspiration, Joe.
You always inspire you.
Well, will that be posted, #, et cetera, at TarzanaJoe.com?
Yes.
And how is business in, I always check on the pandemic poetry business with Tarzana Joe at Reagan.com, where requests and commissions come in at TarzanaJoe at Reagan.com. How is the biz?
Well, you know, I say Tarzana Joe for all your poetry needs. And I think in the pandemic, and especially in the last 2 weeks, people have discovered they really have poetry needs.
I am glad to hear that. One business at least working well. Joe, good to talk to you, my friend. Talk to you next week.
See you. Bye.
Thank you. If you are ready for some real information on COVID, I mean the best, go to flattenthefear.com. That is a project of our sponsor, Job Creators Network Foundation. This is not what they normally do. Normally they're out there lobbying on the Hill for assistance to business and the deregulation of the American economy. But they know the most important thing for business right now is for people to have a good assessment of risk, like Heather McDonald talked about this week. So flattenthefear.com provides that. I'm looking at the website right now. New commercial features doctors calling to flatten the fear. They've got just some of the best doctors in America talking about what the real risks. They're talking about schools. They're talking about everything. And I really would urge you to head over to flattenthefear.com. I just tweeted out as well, please, food for the poor. I'm going into a weekend. People forget over the weekend that there is a famine, a genuine famine out there. And I really hope you can go and help us. President Trump has given the United States groups 45 days to stop dealing with TikTok and WeChat as we get serious about the country's national security. WeChat's a messaging platform owned by Tencent. And TikTok is, of course, Chinese owned. And the two executive orders decree U.S. businesses no longer able to work after this grace period. And then sad news, many of you who have listened to the show for a long time or who used to watch my Life and Times, I think this is 1992, 3 or 4, I interviewed the remarkable Rabbi Adin Steinsaltz, who made the Talmud accessible before Dennis did. He wrote over 60 books, Israel Prize, Laureate, and my guest in studio in Southern California. I don't know that we can find the archive, but Dr. Mark Roberts, my friend, joined me in studio when that happened. And Rabbi Steinsaltz was just an amazing scholar and just a beautiful human being. And he passed away yesterday. His 45-year project of democratizing the 1,500-year-old corpus of rabbinic Jewish law, a, quote, once-in-a-millennium intellectual undertaking called by Time magazine in 2001, earned him comparisons to the 11th-century French sage Rashi, whose commentaries on most of the Talmud and Bible unmatched for almost 1,000 years. His 41-volume translation of the Talmud into modern Hebrew with a running commentary was completed in 2010. So when I talked to him, he had another 15 years to go. He was already internationally known among theologians. Just a friend of all, enemy of none, just an amazing, amazing man. What a life. Rabbi Adin Steinsaltz dies at 83. I wanted to pause and wish his soul peace around many Sabbath tables tonight. They will be talking about Rabbi Steinsaltz and what he meant to the world. I finally closed. I got an email from a friend yesterday who said the most important thing they have heard on this show for understanding the election is the Wall Street Journal editorial yesterday, Voting with Their Guns. Americans bought 12,141 guns thus far in 2019, which is almost the entire number of guns bought in 2019. So they bought that much by July, what they bought in all of 19. 1.8 million gun sales in July alone, 40% of them to people who've never owned a gun before. I'm going to talk about that on the other side and play you some Joe Biden audio. Don't go anywhere, America. It is the Friday edition. We have the Hillsdale Dialogue coming up. We have Jake Sherman. We have Joe Biden. And we have a reflection on what that gun number means and whether or not it signals that hidden majority that is scared to death in their own country. I'll tell you more when we come back to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.